But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Good morning and Merry Christmas, everyone. Joining me in the studio this morning is Andrei Kropotkin. He is the human megaphone for the Occupy North Pole movement. And Andrei, is there? Do you need a cup of coffee or something?
No, I have my thermos of winter cheer here.
How long have you been occupying the North Pole?
Going on now 2.5 months, Rob. And I'd like to say that it's still strong, still active. You can see that I've got my fingers up in the air, indicating that everyone in the meeting here is in agreement.
When you say everyone, how many people are you talking
about?
Well,
that's the problem, Rob. My elven brothers and sisters, they've gone back to work for the man.
Back inside Santa's workshop?
His warm, lovely, delightful, cinnamon and peppermint-scented workshop. Yes.
I bet it's warm, yeah.
Fires crackling, tools going, little elfin singing, but I can't stand it. I have to be here. We're occupying the North Pole. We've got to draw attention to the discrepancy, at least in body weight. Let's just take the average body weight of the elf compared to the man. It's incredible. We are the 99% that make the tools, but we've got less than 1.2% of the body weight.
You're saying this is all about body mass?
Cookie intake, hot chocolate intake. We're not getting our share, Rob. That's all I'm telling you.
Andrei, tell me about living conditions in the Occupy camp at the North Pole.
In the Occupy camp?
Yeah.
Well, it's essentially ice. Ice stool, ice chair, ice outhouse. Ooh, don't even get me started on the ice outhouse. Oh, you know, we have ice boxes and ice sheets. And when we have snow blankets, that's about covers it, Rob.
And how long did the main thrust of the movement occur? I mean, you must have had support for some time.
The Occupy movement was vibrant back when we had, well, there's about 200 elves that work in the shop this time of year, and I had 15.
Did Santa ever come out and address the Occupy movement?
That's the worst of it, Rob. He came out with cookies and hot chocolate and peppermint sticks in it. He's trying to subjugate us, lure us back into his shop. He's trying to splinter the movement. Splinter, 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 splinter.
It sounds like it might have been effective.
Well, that's darn good hot chocolate. You should hear some of the comments you get from the hot chocolate that the big man makes.
It seems to me that peppermint sticks and hot chocolate and a big plate of warm, fresh baked cookies.
Stop it!
That seems like a better tool.
We are the 99%.
It seems like a better tool for authorities than SWAT teams. And I've even heard that in some communities, police officers are actually using bicycles as human sort of snow shovels.
That's the thing about Claus. He's cunning. He hasn't kept his place on the top of the economic pyramid of the North Pole for nothing, because he is smart. He uses his niceness to subjugate all of his workers, and then when they need it most, he gives them just enough cookie to keep them working. But do we see any fat elves up there? Well, you know, a couple, and I could stand to use a little bit of diet restriction sometimes, but no, we don't have any fat elves. I mean, hardly, when you look at in comparison to the man. There is Bluto. He's a beach ball, that guy. But, you know, he doesn't care because he doesn't work very hard.
So, in other words, you're paid hand to mouth, literally, in cookies. Is that the economic? Are cookies sort of the specie of the North Pole?
Well, cookies, candy canes, And, of course, we have an incredible health care plan and a long off season that we can spend in Aruba if we want at the Claws compound. There, and some of us go to Aruba and some of us go to New Zealand every year. New Zealand is very elf friendly. Yeah, really.
I'm trying to sort of get my head around exactly what the nature of the problem is, where the disparity comes from. If Santa is fat and the elves also are on the jolly side, if Santa's work is limited to a single day per year and elves have most of the year off to enjoy places like New Zealand and Aruba, what are your grounds for this protest?
Come on, Rob. Santa is Santa. He's the big fat man. And do we get any of that? Do you see us getting any endorsement deals for Pepsi? No. He's tied into the corporate beast, the corporate monster. And we're just well-paid, chubby, little, happy workers. But still, it's not fair.
And you're saying cookies are not enough.
Cookies are good. I would love to have a cookie right now. I just think, oh, sorry. No, but they're not enough.
What have you been subsisting on lately at the Occupy North Pole camp?
Pilot bread and old U.S. Army cheese that was left at the dew line sites. Oh, it's nasty. But it's worth it to make our point.
How long do you expect you'll hold out at the Occupy North
Pole site?
What
time is it now, Rob?
It's just before Christmas.
Actually, I was going to go make a phone call to organize, to be in contact with my other brothers and sisters in the Occupy movement. And I was going to go in about 15 minutes or so and maybe get a quick snack.
And then back to the camp.
Yes, I'll be back.
Have you had any other media exposure besides this interview?
That's the strange thing, Rob. We've been there. All the elves, there were 15 of us, and we were wiggling our fingers in agreement, and I was, you know, spreading the word. And do you think there would be anybody up there? No, there was somebody from the Fairbanks News Miner that said they were going to come, and we waited. But then we just had to go in for a cookie break.
Andre, last question.
Okay.
What will it take for you to reach an accord with Santa, a.k.a. the big man? What really are your demands? Is it possible to name them, or is the Occupy movement something about principle rather than concrete goal?
We will not lay down until the corporate beast bows to our demands that we grow as fat as the fat man.
And that's all there is to it?
That's enough.
Andre Kropotkin is the human megaphone for the Occupy North Pole movement. And if you'd like, we do have a coffee machine. I'll make a fresh pot for you on your way out.
You have any cocoa?
Some cocoa could
Christmas
be found.
Cookie?
We can deliver that too.
Sprinkles?
No.
It's always that way, isn't it, with the man?
Maybe a marshmallow. Thank you, Andre Kropotkin.
If you caught pneumonia and I really can't get over that old out, baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.